First, a lot of credit to our area scout, Antonio Robinson. He was really on this kid for the last 2 years and was definitely in his corner throughout the process. Blair's from the University of Ohio. He's a fifth-year senior. He's a four-year starter. He's played Mike and Will backer there. He was at the NFL PA All-Star game this year as well. He's originally from California, two-parent home. Basically, as a player, he's a run and hit guy, very explosive, fast. He's around just under 6 feet tall, 240 pounds, runs in the 4.6s. And Coach Jody Kimos also had him graded really high for us as for a special teams value.
Will or Mike in the NFL?
Right now we see him more as a Will, but we think he has flex to do it. Just with his experience of doing it, he's a smart player.
Did you guys view Will as being a need for you guys heading into the draft?
I think we wanted just to, you know, increase our depth there. And plus his flexibility gives us that as well. And the special teams need is big.
Ran pretty well at the combine.
Yep.
Did you realize he was a pretty fast player?
You can see it on film. He's got a lot of range to get outside. He comes downhill. He comes downhill with purpose. He's got a lot of good edge to him, as we like to call it. Very physical player. Really loves football. He's into it. Kind of meets all the criteria that we're looking for in a linebacker.
15 tackles for a loss, so a big number for a linebacker. How is he able to do that?
He's instinctive. He's fast. He's physical. He can get off blocks. He also led the team in tackles this year, and he is a first-team All-MAC selection.
Mm-hmm. Any concern about the level of competition?
No, I mean, the MAC play, I mean, they play some pretty good teams, you know. I mean, even though they play, you know, they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night later in the season, but they still play a lot of good teams. So he played Mike and Will during his career.
Pretty equal balance of both? Or
he was Will this year and then Mike the previous 2 years.
Can I go back to Thursday in Fournette? How much does he jump out of tape when you first start watching him?
It's pretty easy. I think my six-year-old daughter can figure out how explosive and fast he is. You know, I mean, even, you know, 2015, obviously, when he had more production. If you have any questions, turn on the Mississippi game from this year. So,
does he compare to any other guy you've scouted throughout the years?
To me, my first impression was Gurley.
So, what were some of the similarities there?
Size, speed, toughness, strength, explosiveness. That was pretty much my first inclination when I was viewing him, you know, last year and this year.
Do you have a pro comp for Cam Robinson?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a pro comp for an NFL comparison for Cam Robinson?
Trying to think. Cam? Of recent? I don't know. He's different than most of the left tackles that we've looked at the last couple years because he's so much bigger. He's heavier. And he has the same footwork. So I think that's kind of one of the things that stood out with him as well.
Did you see him selling his guard?
I can actually see him playing left tackle. You know, he's only played left tackle in his 3 years there, but he can play right tackle and probably play guard as well. I mean, he's a big, athletic man. So
back to Fournette for a second. He had Cam Cameron as his coordinator for a couple years, obviously, NFL guy. Did you see a lot of run game concepts like that made it easier to evaluate how he'll transition?
Yeah, I mean, they operate a lot of downhill. They'll run some outside zone. They run power inside, kind of a mix of both. We think he can do both equally. I mean, the best thing, though, is, like, he's got really good instincts, and he can put his foot in the ground and get downhill. So.
How about Smoot last night?
Smoot's a good pick. Very solid player. Quality character kid. He's got really good get-off to get off the edge. He's athletic. He's tough. And the one thing that really jumped out to me, I was at the Michigan State game this year at a live game. I think Michigan State had 98 plays on offense. I think he was in on 92 of them. And then the biggest thing there was because Michigan State was coming down. When they needed a play, he made it. He got a quarterback hurry. Ball game's over. Illinois wins. So that was pretty impressive. The kid hardly comes off the field. And then another game, he played 65 consecutive snaps before getting a break. So
on tape, he's constantly in the backfield. Do you see a transition with that typically from college to the pros when you see a guy that's constantly in the backfield like that?
Yeah, you'd hope so. I mean, the thing is, like I said, he's an explosive kid. He plays really hard. He's an athletic guy. And so if he can do it on that level, high odds he can do it on this level. And I think the one thing, too, is, like, he played two different schemes this year. Last year he was more of our Leo, the open-sided end. This year he played primarily base left end. So. I don't think it wasn't too much pressure, but he was very supportive of it.
You mentioned Joe D is one of the new coaches. A lot of new coaches. Did that change the specifications for the scouting staff in terms of what you had to look for after the last couple months on tape?
I mean, we've always stressed it, but Joe D, I like how he's kind of hands-on and he likes to, he enjoys watching all the film and that type of stuff. And even, you know, Coach Coughlin was like, it's the three phases of the football game. You know, offense, defense, special teams. So we really dialed in, too, as well, like looking at linebackers, defensive players, and even offensive players that we thought could contribute not only, you know, as core guys, but also, you know, in the return game.
One more on Westbrook, just his production this past year. Did he move a lot throughout the field, or was he inside?
Didi was more in their offense on the one side just because of the offense that they ran.